Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 258 for Friday, February 6th. I'm Phil Front-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mixed at Friday's close, seeing some consolidation to end the week after posting gains for most of the day. Canola was up a dollar to down a dollar, the nearby March contract up 90 cents at $459.60 per ton. Modest chart-based buying was a feature throughout the day as canola tested the upper edge of its nearby trading range. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar, which was back below 80 U.S. cents, provided underlying support as well. Recent strength in Malaysian palm oil was also supportive, although declines in Chicago soybeans did limit the upside potential. Large South American soybean production also continues to overhang the oilseeds. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were mixed with losses in beans, but a steady to mixed tone in corn and wheat. Profit taking ahead of the weekend was a feature throughout the day. A stronger tone in the U.S. dollar was also a bearish influence as the rising currency cuts into the demand for U.S. crops in the global market. Soybeans were down 4 to 7 cents, the March contract down 7 at $9.74 per bushel. The advancing South American soybean harvest contributed to the selling pressure there, with weather conditions said to be favorable for harvest operations and late developing fields. But on the other side, the recent strength in palm oil and relative firmness in soy oil provided some underlying support for beans. Corn was down a penny to up a penny at the close, the March contract up a half cent at $3.86 per bushel. Pre-weekend positioning, a stronger U.S. dollar and large South American prospects did overhang the corn market today, but advances in crude oil were supportive, as any strength in the energy markets could bode well when it comes to demand from the ethanol sector. Wheat was mixed, losing as much as 3 cents in Minneapolis, but up 2 cents in the March Chicago contract at $5.27 per bushel. Wheat hit its best levels in 2 weeks yesterday and was due for some consolidation from a chart standpoint. Continued concerns over slow export demand were also overhanging the wheat market, although recent activity has made U.S. supplies a bit more attractive to international buyers. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, February 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front-Workington.